We must not allow the chance to attain energy independence to slip from our grasp. We are blessed with the gift of oil and gas resources here in North America, and we must develop them. We can develop them sensitively, we can develop them securing our environment, but we must develop them.
So there's her softened version of drill, baby, drill. And, of course, it belies the fact that under Obama, we have had more domestic oil and gas production and actually reduced our reliance on foreign sources. But we don't want to acknowledge any facts here, do we?
And we have the ingenuity to develop alternative sources of energy, too. But most importantly, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan will rebuild the foundation of our strength, the American economy, stimulating private sector growth and stimulating small business entrepreneurship.
They use voodoo economics, Condi. Have you tried to add up the Romney-Ryan budget plan?
When the world looks at us today, they see an American government that cannot live within its means. They see an American government...
All right, hold on, lady. Hold on here. Because it was the profligate, reckless policies under George W. Bush, whom you served and remain loyal to, that ran up the debt by cutting taxes and borrowing to pay for the wars. And Obama came in and had to try to clean up this mess. And the way they try to pin it on him is just, it's breathtaking. It's what Tom Frank calls the hard times swindle.
Continues to borrow money that will mortgage the future of generations to come. The world knows that when a nation loses control of its finances, it eventually loses control of its destiny. That is not the America that has inspired people to follow our lead. After all, when the world looks to America, they look to us because we are the most successful economic and political experiment in human history. That is the true basis of American exceptionalism. You see, the essence of America, what really unites us, is not nationality or ethnicity or religion. It is an idea. And what an idea it is.
I think for Republicans, the idea is greed.
And you can do great things. That it does not matter where you came from, it matters where you are going.
Now, these are standard Republican bromides and platitudes, guaranteed applause lines that have zero meaning, no political calories.